Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
As we come into the house of God, we should come every time with expectation to have an encounter with the divine. Have an encounter with the divine. We're human, and we have human encounter. But there are times when the human must have an encounter with the divine. And it doesn't look all tidy and nice, because God doesn't work the way we work. God doesn't move the way we move. All we want to make sure that's God moving. We submit to his presence and submit to his power. And as we sung this morning, have your way, Lord. Have his own way. And we submit, we are the clay. You are the potter. You are the master. Break us and mold us into your perfect will. I pray this morning that this will be true in our lives. I pray this morning that whatever you have that is holding you back will be broken. When all of this is over, you should live different. That things need to fall off your life. You should live a life much better. The message for this morning is a continuation of the topic, Time to Win Soul. Our main focus as a Christian is to lead others to you, Lord. Time to win soul. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, go therefore and make disciples all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Time to what? Win soul. Look at that verse again. Go ye therefore and make disciples. Say out loud, time to win soul. Time to win soul. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1 saying, Solomon says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. One more time. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Now say out loud, time to win soul. This is the season. This is the season to what? Win soul. Do not allow this season to pass you by. We are in the season of soul winning, orchestrated by the Father of heaven. Holy are you, O Lord. Awesome are you, O Lord. Powerful are you, O Lord. And it is time for us to show forth your glory among those who are lost. Jesus in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, before he leaves the earth, his season on the earth was coming to an end. And he says to his disciples, look, it was after the resurrection. And now he says to the disciples, now go out. This is your season. To what? Win souls. And he mean it. And he tells us a couple of things that I want you to see in that verse. Number one, he tells us what to do. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, he tells us what? What to do. He says, go therefore and make disciples. What to do? He tells us what to do. Go out, make disciples. Number two, he tells us where to go. All nations. So we see two things already. What to do? Win souls. Make disciples. Number two, he tells us where to go. All nations. All nations. We see in that verse. Number three, in that verse, he tells us, this is what you should do. Make disciples, teach them, baptize them. And he gave us a promise if we do it. Look at the next verse. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. Give you the promise. He give you the promise. Now, he says here, if you do what I say, then I will be with you. And lo, I will be with you always if you do what I say. If you go make disciples, I will be with you. So you won't be what? Alone. This is something this morning I want us to really ponder in our heart as a church. We are told to go make disciples. We are told to go to all the world to do it. And we are told, we are promised that he will be with us. So as I study this week, I'm saying, Lord, how can we do this and see results? Then the answer comes. The number one thing, if we're going to see soul saved, people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the number one thing that we must do now is to pray. The number one thing for soul winning is to pray. And it's not what, you know, it sounds good, pray. It's also a command here. Let me show it to you. In order to win soul, you must pray. Pray in a particular way. Let me show it to you this morning. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, 35 through 34. We're going to win soul. Say, oh Lord, time to win soul. And we must know how to do it. All right, let's read. Then Jesus went about all the city and villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. All right? Look at the next verse. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. No, watch this here. Time to win soul. Read the next verse. Verse 38. Then he says to the disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers... All right. Read that one more time. The harvest is truly plentiful, but what? So we have a problem. We have a problem. We have a problem with who? The laborers. The big harvest is there, but the problem, there's not enough, what, laborers to go get the harvest, right? How can this problem be solved? When we have a problem, we look for what? The solution, right? Celebration, we are in the school of the Spirit this morning, so we're going to learn. When we have a problem, we must get the what? Solution. There's a problem. The problem is, Jesus tells us, as a matter of fact, let's read the problem that we can look at it right now in our world, in our community, because it's right here. Read the problem. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep. That's the problem. Jesus looked at some people who just tired. If you take a look in your community, you see some tired people. They're at a point of giving up, man. They were weary. They're fighting this life, this thing called life. But there was no one to guide them. They have no shepherd, Jesus says, to lead them. So this is a big problem. There are so many people scattered, weary, frustrated.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.